Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and we have another great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. And today, Kevin is going to speak about how he overcame his initial fear and bought his first investment property. So he's going to walk us through the steps in which you too, as a real estate investor, can overcome the fear factor, buy your first investment property, and from there, develop a portfolio of properties and a reputation for success. With that having been said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you, Lewis.
So let's start off with the fear factor. What you personally experienced and how, more broadly, you overcame it and how other people who are real estate investors can overcome it.
Well, I tell you, Lewis, I've had this conversation so many times with so many individuals who want to become real estate investors but can't take that first step. And today I'll tell you a little bit about how I took the first step, which may not apply to everyone, but it worked for me. And I'll also share some thoughts on it's not the first step that people are most fearful of. I think most people know exactly what to do and how to do it for the first step. I think it's the steps beyond where the fear lies, where the unknown lies. And what I'll talk about today is that once you take that first step, that second step becomes very apparent, just as apparent, obvious, and attainable as the first step. But until you get to the second step, that fear will never dissipate or disappear. So you got to take the first step. And here's how I did it. When I was still in the corporate world and beginning my career as a part-time real estate investor, I chose to begin with the purchase of a single rental property, a very simple and a very low-risk approach. And I chose to stay with what I was familiar with and look at properties close to my home, in neighborhoods that I knew, in markets that I understood. So I stayed close to home, close proximity with my first purchase. I didn't venture out to unknown markets where I didn't know the property values or where I didn't know the rent values or where I didn't know the good and bad parts of the neighborhoods. I stayed close to home where I was comfortable. That made it easy, and that removed any fear of the unknown with respect to the location of the property I chose. Secondly, I bought my first rental or investment property right off the MLS. And to most real estate investors, you know, that may be a shock or that may be very untraditional, but I'm here to tell you, for your first-time investors, that may be your only option. That may be the only place you know to go or can go. And I literally contacted a realtor, told them what I wanted, where I wanted, and why I wanted it for investment purposes, and that realtor immediately went to work, and I bought a property directly off the MLS. And I'm here to tell you that you can buy great deals off the MLS. Investors do it every day, whether they're new investors or tenured investors. They're out there. You may have to be a little more patient, you may have to negotiate a little harder, and you may have to move a little quicker. But they're out there and attainable, especially if you're looking for rental properties. Third, I bought an affordable property. I didn't have to be the hero and buy the fancy house, or more importantly, I resisted the temptation to buy a house that I wanted to live in. And a lot of times I see new investors or young investors think they can only buy the familiar, what they're used to, what they would live in. And quite often, those may not be the best investment property, or they may be incredibly expensive or far too expensive as an investment. So don't be afraid to buy a house that maybe doesn't appeal to your needs or your immediate lifestyle, but it'll appeal to a larger market of tenants. So I bought a property that I could afford.
Now, that's a very good point. If I could just interrupt for a moment, Kevin. The affordability factor, is key. I know we've spoken about this in previous broadcasts, but I just want to reiterate this point that you need to crunch the numbers and you need to ensure that the numbers square with reality, not some best case scenario that most likely will not occur.
Yes, that's exactly right. And it's a perfect lead-in to my next point that has to do with cash flow. Know your numbers going in to your investment purchase, and don't think that on your very first property that you have to buy a property that is tremendously below market value. You know, yes, that's great, and yes, that will happen with time and experience, but you can find good rental properties that will cash flow just fine and the numbers will be perfect, and they don't have to be, you know, 20, 30, 40% below market value in order for those numbers to work. If you, as a novice investor with limited resources, time, or limited network, if you're focused on finding that home run of a deal, you may never take that first step and buy a property because you may not have the visibility or the accessibility to get to those properties initially. That will come with time as you build your network. But you don't need to be there on your first property. Buy a property that cash flows. And that's easy to do. You're just looking for a property that your monthly expenses are less than the monthly rate, rental rate. So if you know the rental rates, as to your point, knowing your numbers, and you know your monthly expenses, principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and maintenance, you're going to get a cash-flowing property. Also, resist the temptation, like buying a property at an extremely below market value is a great temptation and sounds very glamorous and enticing. For many new investors, there's also a great temptation to buy the fixer-upper. And that's great if you have the skills, the resources, the time, and the money. But don't let that be the thing that keeps you out of the market in buying your first investment property. There are plenty of turnkey rentals available out there for sale that you can literally purchase, and they're ready to rent. Don't forego taking your first step because you're not handy or you don't know how to fix or repair a property and you think that is the only type of property you can buy. That's not true. There's plenty of turnkey rentals out there ready for you to purchase and rent immediately. And then also, you may be fearing your first step because you don't know how to manage a rental property. Well, there's two options there. For one property, you could probably manage it yourself, and it'd probably be a real good learning experience. And that's what I have done and continue to do. However, if that's just not your bag of tricks, there are plenty of excellent property managers out there. So don't let that be the obstacle to your first step in purchasing a property, the fact that you don't know how to manage it. You can learn, or you can pay somebody to do it. And there's plenty of people that'll do it for you at a nominal fee and still allow you to have a profitable investment. And then finally, on repairs. Very similar to property management. You can do them yourself. And when I had one property, my first property, I did. Or you can find contractors to do those repairs for you. But don't let the fact that maybe you're not handy with a hammer or a paintbrush scare you away from taking that first step. There are plenty of people out there to do the work for you, quickly and affordable with quality, or you may even be able to do it yourself, nights or weekends, and you'll be surprised what you're capable of doing and how little time it takes and how little cost you incur. With all these
now, Kevin, let's talk
together,
a moment about... Well, let's also talk a moment about overcoming another fear factor, and that's the fear factor with regard to marketing, because there are many real estate investors who may not necessarily have a fear of buying their first property, but they have a fear of how to market themselves, and that affects their ability over time to buy and profitably sell different properties.
Yeah, that's a very relevant point. And it's a perfect example of the proverbial step two that I mentioned earlier. That is where the fear lies. You may know exactly what you want to do for step one. I want to buy a three-bedroom, two-bath brick house in this particular neighborhood, 5 miles from my house, and I want to spend this much, and I'm going to rent it for this much. Perfect. You know your first step, but you don't take it because you have a fear of the unknown, which lies in the second step, which is marketing the property. You don't know, how will I ever find a renter? How will I market the property? I don't have the time, the patience, or I don't want to run the risk that the property will be vacant. That's the fears and the unknowns of the second step, but you've got to get there. And when you do the first step, purchasing that property, you'll be amazed at how quickly you'll see and figure out the second step, marketing it. And as I talked about in our previous discussion, how I've been able to market properties very simply by placing a sign in the yard. And I'll venture to say that you'll have just as much success, if not more than I have, in marketing your properties. Whether you use a sign or whether you use Craigslist or whether you list them with a realtor for rent, you know, those are three great options, three easy options, and three options that will create quick and profitable results for you. So don't fear the unknown or fear the marketing effort. You can do it. You've just got to get to that step in the process, and you'll be amazed how quickly you'll overcome it. You know, I was once told that to overcome the fear of inaction, which is what we're talking about today, in our context, the purchasing of your first investment property, to overcome that, go as far as you can see, and when you get there, you'll see farther. And that's exactly what I have experienced as I've built my rental portfolio the past 15 years, from one property to many. And I'll give you some quick examples. As I mentioned earlier, I used to buy rental properties close to my home. Well, you know what? Now I buy them all over the Dallas-Fort Worth market. I used to buy properties only over the MLS. Now I buy properties on the wholesale market, where I can find them cheaper and quicker. I used to buy properties at a certain price point. Now I buy them at twice that market value. I've figured out how to be profitable and purchase much more expensive properties that generate much more cash flow. I used to buy properties, as I mentioned, that purely cash flowed. Now I buy properties that cash flow and provide instant equity by buying them below the market value. These are all just many examples of, I took the first step, and now over time, I've been able to achieve the second step to building a profitable portfolio by venturing out from my initial market, by buying wholesale properties instead of retail, you know, by buying properties that have both equity and cash flow. These were all steps in the process that were very unattainable, very unclear, and I did not even understand when I started, but once I started, all of these aspects of building a profitable portfolio became much more visible, much more attainable, and much more understandable, but I had to take that first step in order to get there. And I'll tell you, as I look back today, that first property that I bought 15 years ago, I still have it today. It's fully paid for by my tenants, might I add, and it continues to generate a healthy profit month in and month out. It's been a wonderful investment, and it was my most novice investment. It was my most uninformed investment, but I kept to the principles I talked about earlier. I kept things simple, and I was able to find success in that first investment and many beyond. And so can you, as a new or a novice investor.
These are all excellent points, and they speak to the very practical nature of your approach, Kevin, and also the low-cost, if not free, services that are available online that prospective real estate investors can take advantage of and use within their respective communities and neighborhoods to purchase the right home for the right reasons, for the first time, and thus overcome their fear factor. Kevin, as always, it's been a pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you. Likewise, Lewis.